You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020. This podcast was recorded virtually with limited internet connectivity during the COVID-19 global pandemic. We apologize for the effect on the quality of the sound. This interview was conducted by Colin Bright, class of 2023.
So first things first, what is your full name and where is home for you?
My name is Zachary Dylan Tall and I'm from Middletown, Delaware.
All right. So just first and foremost, like how are you like right now?
I'm good. Pretty good, you know.
Yeah. And where are you right now?
I'm at home in Middletown.
Cool. And how do you feel about, all this?
It sucks not being at school and like missing the end of senior year, but I'm just like, I don't know, making like the best of it and like making an effort to see my friends like in the summer, and like just stay connected to everybody that like I'm not seeing right now.
And, so you can take as long as you need to come up with an answer to this, but, could you describe a specific moment of ethos for you at St. Andrews?
I'd say, well, I just think of it as like the community coming together. And so I would say like, the Carol shout, because it was like nice to see the whole school come together and everybody like that was there was really into it, and even like people that probably never thought they would like go went and seemed to have a fun time. Like normally that's not something I would go to, but I decided like, you know, it's senior year and I decided that I would go and like at least like see everybody else like having a good time, and it was like really nice to see.
This one's sort of connected, and the same goes for this. You can take as long as you need, and really any of the questions here. What are some of your favorite SAS memories?
Well, one of them was like more recent was the when we stayed in the hotel for the basketball state tournament. Because like initially, like of course I like love basketball, and I was really looking forward to the made plans for spring break, and I was like, as like the week went on, it was just like a lot of fun. We had to like basically just the whole team, the coaches together all day, every day. We went out to like the arcade, like main event, and like went bowling and stuff like that. Laser tag, went out to eat a lot, and it was just like a good time to like bond as a team. And I feel like we bonded more that week than really any other moment throughout the season.
Cool. And who in your life do you feel particularly connected to and grateful for? And they can be part of the St. Andrews community, or they can just be, whoever. And you can mention multiple people.
I would say, like, my parents and also my sister. Well, my parents first for just like, allowing me to, like, attend St. Andrews and, like, supporting all the decisions I make up until like deciding where I want to go to college and everything throughout high school. And also my sister, because she went to St. Andrews before me, and I would have known about it, but she like, because she went and she loved it so much, I was able to it put the idea in my mind to go and check it out. And I don't know if she never went, I don't know if I ever would have thought of considering it.
Cool. And this question is pretty broad, so, do what you will with it. What brings you the most joy?
I would say for me is like hanging out with my friends, but also sports. So it kind of goes hand in hand for me, because being on all the sports teams, sports are what like I enjoy the most, really, and like allow me to just like express myself. Like others express themselves in like art or like the classroom. That's where I feel like the most comfortable is on like mainly the soccer field, which is my main sport. And just hanging out with all the friends that I have and the coaches is just like a lot of fun.
Do you have any major regrets? If you could turn back time and redo anything in your life, what would it be and why?
I would say not continuing to do art because I did photo sophomore year. I actually really liked it, but only reason I really dropped it was really because I was kind of lazy, and I saw it as like an opportunity for like more free time. And instead of adding like an extra class junior year, I just stopped it, and I kind of wish I continued to do it because I really enjoyed it.
Can you tell me about a really important experience that you feel has shaped who you are as a person?
I guess like going back to sports, I would say this year, like the state tournament, like losing, and also when I got hurt at the end of, like towards the end of the game, and it was like, I don't know, it made me like realize you have to like cherish every moment you have with like, especially like your sports teams or like whatever, like friends or like groups that you're a part of. Like, cherish all of those moments because you never know when they're going to be over. And, you know, going into that game, we all like on our team thought we had an easy win, and to end up losing, and just like for me sitting on the sideline, not being able to do anything, not being able to go back in the game, and then realizing that it was my last game, and just like seeing other teams celebrate while I had to like just sit there, it was like really hard. And I don't know, I wish I did like some things different, I guess.
Why is soccer your favorite sport? How come it means so much to you?
Because I'll just say that I have like a lot of freedom, and since like the field is like so big and like all the players on the field, there's just a lot. It's like a free flowing game, I would say, as opposed to something like, I don't know, football, where you have to like stop after each play. It just keeps going, and you just have to, it's like a lot of thinking. You have to like, it's a lot of reactions, and I don't know, it's just something that like, it's like not stressful for me to play. So I don't have to really, you know, when you're playing, you don't have to remember plays because you don't really have plays. It's just go with the flow. So it's just, I don't really have to always be thinking about messing up.
Cool. And, you know, since you might be listening to this in like 20 or 30 years, is there anything you want to say to your future self?
Like, stay connected to the school and like give back in any way that like I can. And stay connected to all the teachers, regardless of if they're still there or not. And same with students, especially in my grade, but like even the friends I have, and like from freshman to the junior grade, just really try to like reach out every once in a while and like stay connected to the school.